You grew up in West Virginia in the 50s and 60s, and I want to know what that was like. What was your childhood like?
I look back at my childhood, and I really love it. I had a freedom that, you know, we lived on top of a mountain. It was in a town, but it was, we were at the top of a mountain, and so I spent all of my time out of doors. I was happy out in the world and with friends.
What was your earliest memory?
Probably the earliest is actually going to the grocery store, which was over on the other side of the mountain. And I walked into the grocery store and pushed a cart and walked over and started putting meat in it and beer, because my dad had said that he wanted a beer. And I pushed this cart up to the checkout and said, "Charge it." And walked out. And of course, they stopped me. I was wild and woolly. There were always adults who kind of knew who I was, and so I felt safe.
And my favorite story, I think, that you've ever told me is about Woodstock and about how you got there. Can you tell me that story?
Sure. Some friends and I, probably a couple days before Woodstock was to happen, they were able to get 5 tickets, so we started planning how we could go. And my mother happened, your grandma happened to be out of town. And so I knew her car was sitting up on top of that mountain. So I walked up and got the keys and took the car. And
how old were you?
20. We loaded up and started driving up to Woodstock. And we were able to get 15, 20 miles close to it. And then we had to walk. It was like one big parking lot for the next 15 or 20 miles. It was pouring down the rain, and we were tired and hungry. We had no food with us. Finally made it, sat down on the blanket and sat there for 2 days listening to music and getting stoned.
Thank you for your honesty. What was your favorite act that you saw?
Janis. Yeah. And Creedence Clearwater, I think. It was an amazing time. And then we packed up, rolled up our blanket, and we were able to find somebody who was willing to let us ride on the back of the trunk of their car, to the car.
And what did Grandma say when you got home?
Oh, she thought it was funny, and she loved it, and she said, "If I'd been here, I would have gone with you." So
I love that.
Yeah.